Bitachon for Life, Shiur number 227, Thursday, Parshas Toldos. We are discussing that Chodesh Kislev has a tremendous segula for a person to attain true Bitachon. Now, 2 days ago, we discussed the current elections, and one of our listeners asked a question, and we wanted to elaborate on the question so there should be no misconceptions. We have to understand that until the elections are over, a person could have bitachin for anything that he wants. And if in our mind, a certain person would be a better president, we should have bitachin that Yemirtz Hashem will win the election. Until the election is over, it is just as possible that the other side should win as this side should win. It makes absolutely no difference what the statistics say. It's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and until it happens, you can have bitachin. And the truth is, this is the most opportune time to have bitachin, because even though it looks bleak and it looks like the odds are very slim, but a person that lives with emunah and bitachin knows that there's no such thing as odds. There's only one odds. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes or he says no. It has nothing to do with the situation. So a person can always have bitachin. That's number one. Now number two is that even if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam boxes a person into a situation that he feels like he has no hope, and then he has to turn to Hashem, our point was that that's not such a terrible situation, because then a person can have bitachin. Because when a person is going everything smooth and he's not concerned about anything, then it's difficult to have bitachin. So that was the second point that we made, that even if the one that we do not want to win wins, it doesn't make a difference. It's an opportunity for bitachin. But we have to understand that doesn't mean that a person should want the worst one to win. You should want the one that you perceive as the right one to win, because that's what bitachin is. But our point is that even if the other one wins, it doesn't make a difference, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care, and the opposite is true. It is an opportunity to rely on Hashem. Now let's just explain what this means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to rely on Him. If we can rely on Hashem when things are good, when things are going our way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolutely no reason to bring a person stresses and difficulties. And that's the ideal situation. If we want to have bitachin that the best person should win the election, or any situation, we should have bitachin for that. Because when we have bitachin when things are good, quote-unquote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no reason to make them difficult. The problem is when a person does not have bitachin on Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person difficult situations, chas v'shalom, so the person should be forced to have bitachin in Hashem. Because the objective is the bitachin. The objective is the relationship. The objective is not the Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to always shower us with Yeshuas and brachas. But if we're not going to have a relationship with Him, what's the point? The ultimate goal is that we should have a relationship with Him. So our objective here is that a person should have bitachin when it's good, and continue having bitachin that everything's going to be good, because everything will be good as long as you have bitachin. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, doesn't have the proper bitachin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put him in a situation which seems difficult, so he should be forced to have bitachin, and then he will be zeichet to see the Yeshua. So what happened by Chanukah was that Klal Yisrael was not having the proper emunah and bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Bach says, they were being lazy, so to speak, in the Avodah, whatever that means. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu boxed them in, and they were forced to have bitachin, and then the relationship happened again. But we have to remember, if we can maintain the relationship before the tzara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep away tzaras. Because the objective of the tzara is the relationship. And if we ignite the relationship before the tzara, we will, Amir Tz Hashem, not experience the tzara.